A short life, a great legacy. On this moment of Indiana history. Soon after he was born in Kokomo in 1971, Ryan White was diagnosed with hemophilia A. Dependent on transfusions of blood clotting factors, Ryan became ill with pneumonia at the age of 13 after a contaminated transfusion. During a partial lung removal, he was diagnosed with AIDS and given 6 months to live. Ryan recovered from pneumonia and hoped to return to school. With limited understanding of the disease and its transmission, many parents, faculty, and eventually the school board attempted to bar his re-enrollment. Throughout 1985-86, Ryan's family fought continuous legal battles with the Western School Corporation. After persistent threats of violence and lawsuits, in 1987, the Whites moved to Cicero, Indiana, where Ryan was welcomed by the school system. Attracting national attention, Ryan White took the opportunity to address the prejudice that characterized the public perception of HIV/AIDS stemming from its association with the gay community. Ryan not only befriended celebrities with Hoosier ties, from Michael Jackson and John Mellencamp to Bobby Knight, but Elton John and President Ronald Reagan, who had previously been reticent on the subject of AIDS. Ryan White passed away on April 8, 1990 at Riley Hospital for Children in Indianapolis. His legacy is evident in several national charities bearing his name and in the U.S. Ryan White Care Act, the largest federally funded program for people living with HIV/AIDS. This moment of Indiana history was written with support from the Indiana Humanities Council. The series is a production of WFIU Radio in partnership with the Indiana Public Broadcasting Stations. More information is available online at momentofindianahistory.org.